Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homebase Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday morning, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air, for being able to introduce this show to our wonderful listening audience out there. Hey, it's Sunday morning, and it's time for the gospel of working from home. Excuse me a second. Excuse me, pardon that. Anyway, we're into the 12th day of the new year, and I hope you're on track and on focus and on target as you're dealing with your New Year's goals. As you know, this show is called Home-Based Business 101. And for our seasoned listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in again. Yes, over 44,000 people have tuned in to this show at some point in time to get some tips and advice on what to do with their home-based business. And for our brand-new listeners, hey, thank you. You're at the right place at the right time. You're looking to get some information concerning home-based business. And if you search our webpage here on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, because if you're a new listener, well, that's how you got to the show. You went to the webpage, and you can see some of the archive shows that we have done, and you can go back and can listen to any of those. We've been on the air since November 2007, and everything that we've done is still archived, and we have shows from goal setting to fortune building to how to plan your home-based business to tax savings and a variety of topics and information to help enrich your business endeavors. Today, I want to talk about a few different things here this morning. One is, again, hopefully you're on track on working on your goals. Remember, goals are a dream with a deadline. In other words, you have to have a deadline when you have a goal. So when you set a goal, it's got to be a deadline. Other than that, it's just a wish, an endless wish. Endless wish is wanting something but does not have a specific date by which you plan to obtain it. A goal is different than that. A goal, you have a specific date which you plan to obtain it. And you hope to hit that date. But if you don't hit it because you have that date set, usually if you miss the exact date, you usually will still hit that goal somewhere close to that date, sometimes earlier, sometimes a little later. Now, let's focus again on this goal-setting piece. We shared earlier on a call, I think it was either last week or week before last, is that basically how you can break your goals down for the year is you start off by planning what is a successful day in terms of my business, and you write out what your ideal successful day should look like. And then you work towards that and then see what that'll do. That'll give you your ideal successful week based on what you did 7 days out of the week, or if you only worked 5 days out of the week in terms of your business. That's up to you. Set your own, again, the beauty of working from home and having your own home-based business is the fact that you control your time. Okay, so once you have the ideal day, that'll lead you to the ideal week. And the ideal week will help you with month, which will help you with your monthly goals. And then the ideal month, the add of those 12 months, will help you with the ideal year in terms of your yearly goals. And then from there, then you can begin to look at what it is that you want to do over the next 3 to 5 years. You know, it's called having a vision, having a plan. So, but it all starts with your ideal day. And there's a couple questions you can ask yourself at the end of each day. Hey, what did I do right? What did I do? I don't like to use the word wrong, but what did I do that did not work out the way I wanted, and what could I learn from that? Because we have to do something. We have to take action. Usually what happens for some people out there, they read self-help books, but they forget one key aspect in self-help books. You can read the book over and over and over again, but it's important to take the action steps. if the action steps is you need to get out and talk to somebody, then you got to get out and talk to somebody. The action step is I need to introduce myself to somebody so I can share what I'm doing. Then until you do that, you're not going to have the results that you want. And the thing is, you can take the action steps in several different ways. In terms of introducing yourself to somebody, you can do it through social media. If you're one of those techie people that like using social media, you on your Facebook page, you can connect with people. And when you connect with them, don't be sending them a lot of information, of links to go check and click. Basically, just share with them, hey, I have something I'm doing and I really would like to share with you. Let's talk about this off of Facebook. And you get their name and their number, and then y'all talk on the phone. Because, see, still the bottom line is you can text, you can tweet, you can post, but the best dialogue is the dialogue when you have with the person, either face-to-face, phone conversation. So don't hide behind technology. Use technology to make a connection. And then after the connection is made, find a way to either be able to get with that person, as they like to say in network marketing business, belly to belly, being able to talk with them. And that's important. And you ideally like to be able to meet with them in person, but sometimes we're dealing with people across states and whatever, so, hey, that's why we have a telephone. And you definitely need to have unlimited long distance on your phone so that you're not worried about minutes and stuff like that, so that way if you get into a real deep and intense conversation with a person, you don't have to say, well, here, look, I got to call you back because you know, I only got so many minutes this month and I can't talk for so long. That's a no-no because you're supposed to be in business for yourself, so you definitely need to be able to make sure it's your phone conversation that you can talk as long as you need to with talking to that person. And again, you know, this reminds me when I say, you know, again, going out and talking with people, don't be shy. It reminds me of a song growing up. It was a song called Don't Be Shy, I Want to Get to Know You. My number is Beachwood 457869. I try to remember who used to sing that song. But basically the thing was, again, you know, back then in the 60s, people were looking to date, meet folk. You know, they were talking about don't be shy. The same with your business. Don't be shy. Hand somebody a business card. Don't be shy. You're talking to people, and you're listening to people's conversations, and it's not rude to say, oh, by the way, I heard what you was talking about, and I'd like to share some information with you, if you don't mind, that might could help you with that subject matter. And see, that's what I do as far as, you know, travel. A lot of times I might be somewhere, I hear people talking about a trip they took, you know, and say, you know, by the way, I'm involved in the travel profession. You know, I might be able to help you with what you just was talking about. Here's my number or my card. And, you know, you get a chance, give me a call. I'd love to be able to share some information with you on that subject matter. And you can do the same with your business. It's, you know, basically how to share information with people. That's very, 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 very important. So, again, if we talk about this whole phase of goal setting for the new year, because, see, this is the first quarter of the year. This is the first month of the year. And we're into the second week. I don't know, you know, what each person out there personally wrote, set down as their goals. But if you go to the Blog Talk page and you'd like some help with that, the number is on there and you can give me a call or you can give me an email. And for those of you that are listening that haven't been to the Blog Talk page, if you need some help with your goal setting or some coaching, you can call us at 252-406-0774, or you can send a text to that number and, you know, some of your contact information. And, hey, you know, say you need some help, some coaching help with being able to set and hit your goals. Because, see, the thing is, it's one thing to set goals. It's the other thing to actually be able to achieve them. You know, and so, but you have to write them down, because if you don't write them down, there's no way you can achieve them. Because you got to see your goal. You can't hit something that you can't see. It's like a 10-foot wall, and I say take the ball and hit the wall. Well, you can see the wall, so you have an idea how to throw the ball and hit the wall. But if I put you in front of that same wall and blindfold you, spin you around five times and tell you, all right, hit the wall. You don't know what direction you don't know what direction you're standing in, where you're facing, and so you have no idea of how to hit the wall because you can't see the wall. But it's the same with your goals. It got to be written down so that you can see what they are, and then you got to look at them every day. So that way you can keep a visual picture in your mind and also read it out, and it helps you remember what did I do today that helps going to help me with achieving that goal. What did I did do today that's not going to help me with achieving that goal? Because there's the other thing that's called distractions. And distractions, they come in many shapes, forms, and sizes. I mean, you can be working on something and then, bam, you get hit with a distraction that takes you off course. And sometimes a distraction can take you off course for a whole year, a whole month, a whole week, or, you know, a whole day or you know, an hour. And it's important if you're working on something not to let distractions take you off course. It's a good guy by the name of Frank Bettinger, who's this old book written in the early 1900s, talking about how I hit my success. And he talks about a specific situation that always sticks in my mind because he would map out his week and plan his week in terms of his sales calls for the week. And he'd map about sometime 2 and 3 weeks ahead, you know, ahead of time. And one time he had a friend that contacted him and said, hey, I'm going to be in town on such and such a day, you know, or be able to catch up with you around about 2 o'clock. And he let him know. He says, I wish you had gotten in touch with me earlier. My day is already planned for that day. And since my day is already planned for that day, I have a client that I need to see at 2 o'clock. I cannot rearrange that or reschedule that. You know, and so again, but the whole point that I got from this lesson was that he planned his time and he did not let other things interfere with that time. I mean, you know, except if someone, you know, if you had an emergency is, you know, someone, a loved one or a family member passed, then, I mean, yeah, that's a different situation. But, you know, people will pop up. You know, you can have your day planned, you're working on something, especially a lot of times when you work from home. People think you're doing nothing. They don't think you're actually working. And so you could be, you know, you're at home working, and somebody just happens to stop by. Hey, I was in the neighborhood. I stopped by, you know. You feel like going out for lunch, and you tell them, well, you know, no, I can't do that. You know, I got this I got to complete, and I got that I got to complete. And then they look at you strange, and they says, well, you know, I thought you worked for yourself. I said, that don't mean I don't work. See, because they'll be figuring, you know, well, why can't you just, you know, you work from home, why can't you just stop doing it right now and go out for lunch? Because stopping that particular task and you going to take a break and go somewhere for 2 hours, then you got to get the momentum and the energy back up when you come back to complete the task that you was on, and it also throws your day off and maybe put your hour, 2 hours behind or put your whole day behind because you had planned your day to work on that task from maybe 10 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have it completed and out of the way. But because someone came by and, you know, they don't realize that they're a distraction, they came by and they wanted you to drop what you was doing, go out with them, have some lunch, and just eat, lollygag, and talk. And then that puts your day out of whack because now when you get back, you got an uncompleted task that would have been completed in the morning, and the other tasks that you had scheduled for the afternoon, it affects them because you're not able to get to them because you didn't complete the first one. So this is what I mean by distractions, and it's important that, you plan your time, work your plan so that you can avoid distractions interrupting your momentum because, see, momentum is important. And just like we're watching right now in terms of for those that are sports fans are watching NFL playoffs, ball, you can see in games on top where there's momentum shifts. And when you have momentum, you got to get all that you can get out of it. Because once the momentum shifts and goes the opposite way, it's hard to get that energy to move the way it was moving when you was doing well. It's the same in business. When it starts to stink and it goes the opposite way, it just you know, it sucks the best out of you, and it takes a lot of energy to just get over that, and start moving back into the positive to get things going the way you want because you let something get in your way and distracted you. Okay, I want to shift here a second and talk about a few other things this morning. Hold on a second here. Let me get my notes. want to talk about two things here in terms of fortune building and wealth. Now, a lot of times people don't like to talk about wealth. They like to say, you know, I'm not interested in being wealthy. I just want to be able to pay my bills. But see, that comes from the job mentality. And the thing is, if you're going to become a business owner, then you have to begin to start thinking different. You have to begin to think like a business owner and not like an employee. And so you need to be thinking about wealth, and wealth is related to a lot of different things. One aspect, wealth is related to one's home environment. See, it's one thing for a person to be powerless, to control the politics or economics of his or her neighborhood, but it's something different altogether to be powerless in your own home. Poor people are told every day what they can and cannot do in their own homes. They're told they can't have pets, loud music, lawn parties, musical instruments, or dishwashers. They're told how many children they can have sleeping in each room. They're told they cannot keep relatives or friends' house for more than a few days. In short, poor folks are told exactly how to live within the space that they occupy and pay for. Wealthy people, on the other hand, enjoy freedom and control over their living space. They have loud music, pets, musical instruments, and any other thing which they desire because they usually own their space, and there's ample room for them to do their thing and not bother their neighbors. This is one of the advantages of having a private home. So it's important, again, if we understand this concept called wealth, it's also related to one's home environment. You know, do you control the space that you occupy? It's very, very important, you know, the space that you occupy. How do you control it? And then your home environment, you know. To some people, for those people that are home-based business owners or people that are in business for themselves, you know, those of us that focus on goals and other stuff, you come to our homes, a lot of times you'll come in and you'll see up on the walls, you'll see vision boards and affirmations and all kind of things that we've written on and we got plastered up on the wall or certain kind of pictures. Other people come in and say, what's all of that? You know, you read all of that stuff? You know, and it's people, you know, they're not used to goal setting and affirmations. That seems strange. You know, it seems to them, it seems tacky. But it's not tacky. I mean, you should have a vision board up somewhere in your house, the things that you want and desire. Again, it's like that goal I said. If you don't see it, you can't hit it. It's important. It's just like in the business that I'm in. Right now, the next goal for me and my wife, we're focusing on how to get a $10,000 bonus. So we have a picture of a $10,000 bill with our picture on it, so that we can see that and visualize hitting that goal, which that reinforces when we're working on our projects. That's why we're working on them. We're working on them because we want to achieve a $10,000 bonus. And for those of you that are, and maybe have a business where you don't have access to those type of bonuses, again, all you got to do is text us, and we get information to you about a business opportunity where you can strive for and work towards getting a $10,000 bonus also. But the main thing, as I'm talking about, again, in your home environment as a home-based business owner, you should have pictures up of the things that you want to achieve. If you want an RV, for instance, you should have a picture up of an RV somewhere in your house that you can look at so you can see that RV and imagine yourself driving it. You know, this is called part of visualization. And it starts with that home environment. You know, wealthy people control their home environment. See, some other place that you might be renting, and if you're not in control of your space, the landlord might come by and say, you know, hey, you can't put all them things up on the wall. You know, I don't want all that stuff up on my wall because you tape them up on the wall and put push pins in there, going to put holes in the wall, or the paint's going to come off. And, I mean, and if you are renting, those things do happen, and you just let them know that when you get ready to move out that you know you got to plaster the little holes, or you got to paint where the tape took the paint off the wall. But the main thing is you want to control your environment, the space that you occupy. You have to see your business every day. So that when you walk around in your home-based business, because remember, your home is your office. So when you walk around in there, you need to see things that keep you reflected and minded of the business that you're doing and why you're doing it. This is very, 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 very important. So that's one aspect of what wealth is related to. Hold on here a second and get rest of my notes out. Also, here's another one. Wealth is related to lifestyle. It's always important to keep in mind that the major purpose of having a business is to provide a lifestyle that is pleasurable, exciting, and totally satisfying to our principals. It does no purpose to simply grow in business, monthly income, and borrowing capacity if the things that make life worth living are not yours to enjoy. For this reason, one should be careful not to always associate how much a person makes a year as being the relative measure of their wealth. This is important, that wealth is related to lifestyle. And if you listen to, for those that are network marketers, if you're tuning in to Network Marketing Pro by Eric Worre, he talks about, you know, that a lot of times we look at people, he said it makes $100,000 a year, and we say, wow, they got it going on. He said usually after they pay everything, they got about $200 to $300 a month discretionary income. He said because of that, after they pay their mortgage, pay for their car, all of the other different expenses they got, and the lifestyle that they have accumulated in terms of the things that they're spending money on, he said that they're almost broke. And he said that's why sometimes people are afraid to talk to people that's making $100,000 a year because they figure they got it going on. There's no sense of me sharing my business opportunity with them. He says, but they're looking for ways to increase their cash flow because their money is spent up so quick. So lifestyle is a very, very important thing when we talk about wealth. And that's one of the reasons I really like being involved in the travel business is because, you know, we can have a different kind of lifestyle where you can travel for pennies on the dollar, but at the same time, you can help other people do the same, and you can help other people end up, you know, doing things that they never dreamed of, you know, where they can take a 7-day cruise for $280 and, you know, just be able to go do something that's I call out of the ordinary. Because, see, the thing is, we do too many ordinary things, and life becomes humdrum, and we just, you know, just go through life, go through life, go through life. And as Les Brown says, one of the richest places on the planet is the cemetery, because there lies people with unfulfilled dreams. What is your dream this morning? What is it that you're dreaming about this morning that you would like to be able to do? Remember, a goal is a dream with a deadline. Take that dream and put it into a goal and make it a dream line. And know what is it that you would like to do within the next 6 months that you haven't done, and then what is it going to take for you to be able to do it? See, this is something you should be asking yourself. I don't know what it is. You know, you might be in some place you always wanted to go. Well, you should set a date on being able to go and then break down what is it going to take to be able to do that. And find a way to do it, because you have to. Things I learned from a person by the name of Art Williams when I first got involved in network marketing in terms of marketing with his company, and they revolutionized the insurance industry, is that you need to reward yourself. See, you hit a goal, and that's important. When you hit a goal, reward yourself. You work on something, you achieve it, and you accomplish that goal. Make sure you reward yourself. Other than that, there's no pleasure in obtaining the goal. So if you got a major goal out there that you want to accomplish, you know, work hard at it, go at it, go at it, go at it. And when you obtain it, reward yourself. It's just like right now in the NFL playoffs. Each team is trying to get to the big dance, the Super Bowl. And that's been their goal all season long when the season first started, when they first started in you know, in July, practicing and getting ready, you know, and their off-season workout was that, hey, you know, we want to be in shape so that we can compete to have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I got my picks. You know, I think I'm going to come down to Seattle and Denver playing in the Super Bowl this year. Seattle, just, you know, they're constantly moving along. And but that was something in their training camp that they was focusing on. I mean, Peyton Manning was focusing on not just setting records, but being able at the end of the season be able to play in the Super Bowl. So is Tom Brady for the New England Patriots, who they get to play in the championship game next week. We'll see whether or not Denver is able to beat San Diego today and whether or not they will be playing in the championship game next week against the New England Patriots. And the same for the Carolina Panthers, for all of the Carolina fans and folk. You know, Cam Newton and them, they play San Francisco 49ers today, and they hoping to be able to win their game so they can be in the championship game next week. The 49ers are looking to repeat. They played in the championship game last year and went on to the Super Bowl but lost to the Ravens. So the 49ers, they, you know, their whole thing is being able to have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl. They lost last year, and they hope to get back this year and be able to win it. They are two games away from having a chance to play in the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. So we'll see what happens and what the outcomes are. And it's going to be two determined. Each teams are determined to beat the other. They're trying to figure out what plays to run, what they need to do. But it all started with those goals, their dream at the beginning of the season, and then their goals and breaking them down and doing what they needed to do throughout the 17-week NFL season on getting those W's, getting those wins. So it's the same with your business. You got to, as I said, when I started off, you got to break down what is your daily successful day should look like. You know, and then once you do that, then all you got to do is repeat that each day during the week, and you'll have a successful week. And then you do that weekly thing, and you have a successful month. And then you do it monthly, and you have a successful year. So I'm hoping that you can see how this goal piece breaks down with the small, minute aspect of getting started. And basically, again, it goes back to that poem about only have a minute, 60 seconds in it. You know, 1 minute. You know, you can change your life in 1 minute. It all starts with making a decision. As we say, get mad, M-A-D, make a decision. Make a decision that this is going to be your best year ever in your business. And do all the necessary things that you need to do to make your business successful. Remember, keep track of the things that you're doing, especially those expenses, because you want to make sure that you always, always take care of getting all of your tax money as far as the advantages of having a home-based business, which is one of the greatest tax shelters in the American economy. And so you want to definitely make sure you do good record keeping of the things that you're doing in relationship to your business so you don't have any problems with your taxes. And you'll be fine. Okay, I got one more piece I want to share with you before we wrap up this morning. Hold on, let me get my notes again. Thank you for being patient with me this morning. Okay. Now, as you're building your business, some people are building their business to leverage against a job. That's important because ultimately you want to be able to get away from what we call, especially if you're listening to the show and you're looking for business future and business success, you want to get away from what we call just over broke or jumping out of bed, jumping on the beltway. And this is a good book right here I'm quoting from called Shoot for the Stars by Peter Bellet. And this is chapter 3 of that book, Your Life and Your Future. He says, I don't mean to fault those of you for having to include the world, have a job, and they're necessary for this world to survive. I just feel that what is termed normal is lacking. We are taught to get an education, get a job, marry, have kids, bring them to adulthood, hopefully become a grandparent, then die. That's the normal life cycle most people go through. But now there are options that you can start on a part-time basis trying to be your own boss. Okay, that's very, very key what he's saying here, what he just shared with us. There are options. We got to break the normality that's imposed on us in life, you know, from the cradle to the grave. You know, we taught this thing about, quote-unquote, get a good education so you can go get a good job. And jobs are, like, vanishing faster and faster because we've moved from the industrial age to the information age. And those that are still stuck in the industrial age are going to die with it. So it's important to your home-based business endeavors that if you're still working, you want to find a way to ultimately have your home-based business be able to relieve you of that normal lifestyle of the job so that you can move into the lifestyle of the wealthy and be able to control your own destiny. And you always remember this. You cannot pass a job on to your children, but you can pass a business on to your children so that they can continue your family legacy. Hey, create a legacy in your family. That's what having a business is about. This has been Home-Based Business 101. This morning, the gospel of working from home. I hope you got some good tips and some points out of some information to share this morning. And, you know, I want you to have a blessed day, a blessed week. Tune in again Friday when we'll be doing Escaping from the Matrix. Again, as always, we'd like to thank over 44,000 people that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Hey, and if you were a brand new listener this morning, please come back and visit us again and leave your comments on the on our Blog Talk webpage and let us know how you felt about the information and the show. It's always important to leave comments. That way we know how our content is effective. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, you know, in your comment section on the Blog Talk Radio Home-Based Business 101 page, please leave that comment about which a topic you might would like for us to cover, or you can text me at 252-406-0774 and put in comment for Home-Based Business 101 radio show, and then go ahead and text your comment. All right, until next time, God bless you. Have a safe week.